بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The last time we had discussed in regards to sajda, that in this world a person makes sajda 5 times a day, 5 salah a day before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is a ghaibana sajda. Ghaibana means that you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you still make sajda. And one is the sajda we make in the house. That enjoyment is different. But we know for men, our salah at home is very different compared to the masjid. Salah is very difficult. The enjoyment too is not as much as it is in the masjid. That is why we emphasize that when it comes to salah for the men, it has to be in the masjid. There's qurbani behind it, there's sacrifice behind it. And enjoyment is according to the amount of qurbani you make. Whatever you sacrifice for, then you enjoy the fruits of it, the outcome of it. That is why ulama explained that one way to get rid of the overpowering love of dunya is to spend as much as you can in the path of Allah. Send your dunya's money ahead to akhirat. So your heart is there. Wherever the money is, that is where the heart is. So send as much as you can to akhirat, and your heart will follow it. I want to be there. And here, live according to necessity. And there I send ahead everything. Masjid is coming up, madrasa is coming up, darulun, widows, orphans, students of madrasa that are studying, go and look for them. If I can become an alim, my son didn't become an alim, I can adopt an alim, a student of deen. 4, 5, 10 of them, I'll take care of their fees. Day of Qiyamah, I'll have a whole army of ulama, of huffaz, of mashayikh, because I send my wealth ahead to them, to akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity when it comes to salah. One is the salah in the home. And salah in a musalla is different. Is that equal to the masjid? Masjid is different. Ulama are very clear about the musalla is there on its place. But as much as possible, we should read our salah in the masjid. Musalla for those now who are feel difficult to make it to the masjid. So they start off now, there's a musalla nearby, so we'll come to the musalla. But once we're used to it, the heart is there, then the masjid is the best, as the ultimate. There was sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was musallas around Medina Munawwara. So for that too there was a reward. But the main thing is the masjid, we know the effect is different there. And the reward is different also. Times 25, times 27 times, more reward in the masjid. So there is different also. The sajda there is different. How we enjoy it. After Isha Salah, the mahal is there, is a bigger place. More people are saluting Salah. So we feel like extending our Salah also in the bigger masjid. Then from there, Aage Chalke person goes on. Allah Ta'ala gives opportunity now to make sajda and to make salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. 5,000 more reward. Person thinks that I'm really cashing in. 5,000 times more. Subhanallah. For once, Zuhur Salah is times 5,000. Like I read my Zuhur Salah 5,000 times. Then you made me swak, then 70 times more also. Then in Jamaat times 25, 27. So Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give so much. Wallah yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah Ta'ala multiplies for whomsoever He wishes to. Then coming from there, come Medina Munawwara, then times 50,000 over there, so much of reward, and how a person enjoys his namaz over there, behind the Imam of the Haram, near the Roda, a person gapped in, he got his place there, I read my Maghrib Salah there, or I read my Fajr Salah there, and how he enjoys it. No matter how far a person may be from deen, but subhanallah, when he comes to Haramain Sharifain, the heart is always there. Mawla Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali says, then no matter how sinful an ummati may be, but if he has to be offered even a one bedroom flat in Medina Munawwara, he's prepared to give up everything over here. I'll take it even if I live in poverty. But just to be there, I want to get the place in Baqi. Qiyamah's day, I'll be raised with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He'll give up his whole dunya to get one place over there in Medina Munawwara. The enjoyment of leading salah there, going on now to get one sajda in the mataf. And people, what they're not trying to do to get into the mataf now. Whether they're wearing their haram, whether they are doing it for Umrah or not, but they're putting on ihram, both the socks and the topi also. With the socks and the topi also. In ihram you can't wear it, but then too he's doing it. He got his socks on, he got his topi on, he got ihram. He said, I'm going to the mataf. So make his namaz over there. There's a lot for it now. So one is the sajda there. The sajda he makes on the first floor, second floor, third floor, is that the same? The mataf, we can feel I'm close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then too, that sajda is ghaibana. That sajda too he's making and how he enjoys it over there. How he enjoys it over there. And those that they feel is only once in a lifetime I'm going to make it, how much more they spend their time. Now recently, a couple went for Umrah, Masturat, first one in the family to go for Umrah. Whole family from, nobody ever has been to Haram Sharif. Allah Ta'ala gave the opportunity. And sisters and brothers were all happy that you are going, mashallah. First time you haven't seen Haram in our life, you're going to Kaaba Sharif. But the qadr and the value of just being there, from the Karguzari we heard, the 10 family members or so, that this Masturat bought musallas for. She bought hadiyah for 10 of the family members, if I remember clearly. But every one of those musallas, she took to the haram, read namaz on it. Then she packed it away. One musallah, she read salah, took it to the haram, read namaz on it over there, and took it back. This musallah, I performed salah on it in the haram. And how the family members appreciate that. That musalla touched the haram floor. So you know the enjoyment now making one sajda over there, you don't know come out from the sajda. So this is still sajda of ghaibana, that we don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're putting our head down to Allah, although we haven't seen Him, but how we enjoyed the sajda in the haram of Makkah, because Allah ta'ala gave us all the opportunity. So he has it explained only that sajda. Then Qiyamah's day, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal Himself and the ummah will go into sajda, there will be a sajda of hadirana. Sajda after we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyment that will be now. Finally, and the example we gave last week, we give example now. A boy got fixed with a girl and how he's waiting to see, finally spend time with his bride. Every time her name is taken, subhanallah, he's a different ecstasy. That now he can't eat, he can't drink, he can't sleep, but it's all his ghaibana. She's not there. Finally, when he gets married, subhanallah, what enjoyment? Say honeymoon. There's no honeymoon in Shariat. Hazrat says honeymoon, they both of them are sitting on the moon and they're eating honey. He said, this is kufar tariqah. The reality is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made nikah in the battlefield also, consummated nikah on the way back to Madinatul Munawwara. There's no honeymoon. Tent was pitched up, walima was the next day. O sahaba, ikram, what you'll have, bring, you'll have walima. That was the honeymoon. Hazrat says the whole concept of honeymoon, we go off the topic now. He says this is a kufr concept, that where the couple must go now for 1-2 weeks and he must make maja. But we know in that 1-2 weeks how much they fight also. He doesn't know her, she doesn't know him. He doesn't know her, she doesn't know him. Hazrat says, okay, whatever. They'll have fun for 2 weeks and finish all the honey. Now when they come back home, now the fight will start. Your mother, your father, your family, your this, your... All the honey got finished now. He says this is kufr tariqah. For us, we started pure, with muhabbat, love. Next morning is salah, the young boy is there in the masjid for his fajr salah. The whole nikah is based upon taqwa, the love of Allah. Then there's time after that, to get to know one another, etc. But this whole thing, as I said, that to honeymoon, or that they go for, is after now living together for 10 years, or 15 years. Or whatever the courting, the dating, whatever it is now. And then finally they get married. Finally they get married, now nikah takes place. Hazrat says now he's in his 40s, she's in his 30s. All his time now we are going steady. Finally we decided to settle down. Hazrat says now they're meeting finally, first night, but it's now censored the first night, Hazrat says. So when they're meeting finally, so she tells him, excuse me, he says, excuse me also. And we're just getting prepared for the first mulaqat, for the first meeting. So when she comes back from the bathroom, he can't recognize her. He said, where's the green eyes? He said, no, it was contacts. I said, where's the blonde hair? It was the wig. She's already been thrown out of the mill. Everything. He says, so this was all just a front, it was. And she asked him, where's your one leg also? I didn't know you had a plastic leg. He says, no, it was racing that time. I was doing cars, fast lanes, so I lost a leg also. And where's your teeth? I was already dentures, I lost my teeth also. Hazrat says, those scraps here, scrap yard ke andar. You go to two scraps in a scrap yard, dono kya karenge? He said, what the boy gonna do now? They pass expiry date. But that is their lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala save us. Our youth are saying the same thing also. I want to stand on my own two feet. Then I'll get married. Where that concept came from, what Sharia has to say, and what the kuffar is saying, we accept it. I have to stand on my own two feet. Then I'll get married. All these years, where you were standing by? You were not standing on your feet. Who fed you? Who took care of you? Now, as if now when you get married, there's no khuda, there's no Allah. I'm the God of my life now. So I got to run my own things. Yes, there is a tartib. Sharia has given us a complete deen. We believe it also, but we don't find out. We still got these things, indoctrination to secular education, that these things have to be done before I can do that. Allah Ta'ala is there. How what Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, إِيَّكُونُ فَقَرَىٰ If you don't have the means, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Take on the responsibility, get married, Allah will make you independent from His treasure, from His grace. From His grace. Just yesterday I was speaking to somebody this morning also. A certain imam was staying in a one bedroom flat. Just one bedroom only, a little bit lounge suite he had over there. And then the person, Imam, then he got married. He got married, so the trustee said, you know, we can't leave him in a one bedroom, we upgraded him to three bedroom. Just because of one wife. One wife upgraded him to three bedroom flat. When he was single alone, one bedroom only. So how Allah Ta'ala sends a barakat? Because you've taken over responsibility, and she's not working. So Allah Ta'ala will provide for her. But if she's a working woman also, and you working also, so they'll say, alright, we'll give you three bedroom flat, but we'll subsidize it. We pay half the rent. Because both of you are working. That's how dunya's minds and brains work. But Allah Ta'ala say, perform your salah and command your family at home, Allah Ta'ala will provide for you. So Qiyamazi, the sajda will be hazirana, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His beauty. Here Kaaba beauty we see, subhanallah, you know, go into sajda. Qiyamazi, you see the owner of the Kaaba, Rabbul Bayt. The Rabb and the Lord of the Baytullah, what sajda, what enjoyment that will be. They say just, we can't even explain that. Nabi alayhi salatu salam says more or less, when the Jannati was, see the door of Jannat only. For 40 years he stayed at it. For 40 years he stayed just at the door of Jannat. Now you think for 40 years, what are you going to stay at? Well, subhanallah, we know in dunya a little bit, people are putting fancy doors, wooden doors, designer doors, etc. And a person has an eye for it, or he's building his house also, how he look at the door now? I wonder where he bought the door from. You see the hinges, how many meters it is, how thick it is, who fitted the door. The whole supper conversation only about the front door only. This is only about the front door. So you can imagine the doors of Jannat Allah Ta'ala designed. What doors that will be now? Therefore, Allah Ta'ala said, bhai, enter a little bit. Now how long are you going to look at the door? There's much more left inside for you to enjoy. So then you can imagine the sajda a person will make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Hazrat explains now when it comes to salah. She kahi kisi buzruk ki mulaqa shaitane la'in se hui. Say, buzruk met shaitan. That time shaitan used to reveal himself also. So, he met shaitan. When hone shaitan la'in se poocha, so he asked the curse shaitan, asked him a question, ki, ey iblis la'in, koi baat isi bata ke me tuj jisa shaitan la'in ho jau ya ban jau. Subhanallah. This buzruk now was real Allah wala, so he met shaitan. Shaitan himself now is such a deceiver. But this time shaitan got caught. So he asked Shaitan, that, oh Shaitan, la'in of the cursed one, show me such an action that I can become like you, become your murid. So show me something now that I can become like you. Shaitan ita muta'ajjib hokar poocha ke miya ye naya sawal kaisa. So Shaitan got surprised and he says, oh sir, very strange question you're asking me. First time somebody asked me a question like this, how can you become like me? Aaj tak kisi ne aisa sawal nahi kiya, till today nobody asked me a question like this. Tum puchkar kaisa karoge? He says, you are asking how you going to do it. Buzruk ne jawab diya ke dil yahi chahta. He said, my heart desires this. I want to become like you. Subhanallah, Hazrat says, when student came after many years, so many years, principal of Darum, a student came. Hazrat said, finally, after all these years, advising the students, one student came out of all of them, came to the office and said, Hazrat, please tell me how you want me to be. How a student should be, you tell me. I want to become like that. But this is the first time somebody asked me this question. And I had so much to say, but you can't say everything in the bayan, but the student asked. So finally I gave him the whole tartiba, how a student should spend his day. So here this buzruk asked Shaitan. Shaitan la'in ne kaha ke agar aapka dil yuhi chahta hai, to do kaam kijiye. So So he replied, the shaitan said that if really your heart desires to be like me, then do two things. Ek to namaz parni chhod dijiye. Number one, you know, become like me, stop reading namaz. Stop reading namaz, you'll become like me. So from here we can understand. Person doesn't read salah, he'll become like one shaitan. Far from the masjid, far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also more or less, man taraka salata muta'ammidan faqad kafara. The person who leaves out salah intentionally, faqad kafara, he's become a kafir. He's become a kafir. All the mazahib, besides the Hanafi mazhab, they mention the person who abandoned salah intentionally has become a kafir. Maliki mazhab, they're very strict about this. From what I heard in those countries, Nigeria, Morocco, that the elders in the masjid, they know who stays around the masjid. If you don't come for salah to the masjid, they don't perform your janazah also. So he didn't come to this, he hasn't come for salah. He didn't submit to Allah. So they don't perform his janazah. How can he be a Muslim? He hasn't performed namaz. If Allah is calling him, and he's got the audacity not to come for salah, where such a powerful being, his creator is calling him, and doesn't have the decency to come for salah, they say, we don't perform his janazah. He can't be a Muslim. Muslim, technically, literally, the word Muslim means the one that surrenders and submits. He didn't surrender to his creator. He didn't submit to him. So how can he be called a Muslim? Is that a Muslim? He rejected what he's supposed to do. So they don't perform his salatul janazah also. That's why we heard Karaguzaris of Nigeria also, that in the capital, there's so many thousand masjids in the capital, Lagos. And they say when azan goes, everybody comes to a standstill. The masjids are packed. Masjids are packed because it's become, you know, we have to read namaz. Now we all hear the bad side of Nigeria, but the Islam there, subhanAllah, the Muslims, jamaas have been there, ishtimaas have taken place also. This is it's very strong there. In all these northern countries, North Africa. So here he told this person, they stop performing salah, dusre, juti juti qasme khaye, phir tu me aur aap barabar ho jayenge. He says, first of all, abandon salah, secondly, take false oaths. Wallahi, wallahi, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll pay you. All by the qasam of Allah, Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam. Carry on taking false oaths. And he says, you and I will become equal, will be the same. Meaning lie to the people and abandon salah, we both will become the same. وہ بزرگ یہ کلام سن کر بولے کہ قسم ہے اس باق ذات کی کہ یہ دونوں کام میں ساری عمر کبھی نہ کروں گا. Shaitan got caught. After he heard this, the بزرگ said, but the قسم of that pure being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for my entire life till my death, I'll never do these two things. I'll never abandon salah and I'll never take false oaths. So he did the opposite. So Shaitan got caught. Shaitan یہ سن کر بہت گھبرایا. Shaitan heard this and he got afraid. Ya Allah, you caught me today. Usually I catch the people today, you caught me. But I told you, as with dil ki baat. Shaitan told him, what was within his heart, the Buzur got it out from him. There's two things you do, don't perform salah, and you take false oaths, as the Shaykh has mentioned, Fazala Amal also. Another Buzruk also reports the same thing more or less, but he mentioned a third thing. Take false oaths, abandon salah, and become vulgar. Swear much and you become just like me also, because my language is like that, swearing. اور یہ کہا کہ میاں تم نے مجھے برا اور کر دیا, مجھے فریب اور دھوکا میرے دل کے بات پوچھ لی. شیطان لعین نے کہا کہ خیر جو کچھ ہوا سو ہوا. He says, oh بزرگ, today you caught me. Usually I deceive people. And today you got out from me dil ki baat. What was in my heart, you got it out today and I revealed it to you. Magar main bhi qasam kahta hu ki aainda kabhi kisi ko apne dil ki baat na bataunga. So Shaitan said, also I take a qasam that from today till the end of my life I never tell anybody what's in my heart. Today you got it out from me. Aur na kisi ke dohu ke main aunga, no dhoke main aunga, and no will I ever be deceived again. Today first time I got deceived and I will not get deceived. Again, we know Shaitan now, what a deceiver he is. That's such a deceiver that he got back into Jannat after being kicked out from Jannat. And how he deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that eat from this tree, you will live forever. But he knew, if he ate from that tree, the clothes of Jannat will be stripped off his body. They say this is the first attack of Shaitan. يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. The first The first attack of shaitan is to remove the clothing of insan. Make him be-sharam, be-haya, immodest. Once he gets that, then they say, then you can do whatever you want. And this whole movement also, recently we were reading, that how shaitan, how he started this entire thing of immodesty, remove the modesty of the Muslims, of the masturat, of the ladies. First attack was to degrade them, degradation, from having shame and haya and modesty to shameless. He became shameless, immodest. From there he worked his way slowly, slowly, and then he took the ummah on true fornication. Not married couple, engaged in haram activity. From there into adultery after marriage. He says from there slowly now he got them into marrying the same gender. Marrying the same gender, reason being now there will be no production of insan anymore. No production. The whole thing is what they say, depopulation of the world. And they come to the stage already now. Let now two men marry, two females marry. How's it be production now? Insan will come to a standstill. There's a whole agenda right now. You see? Of the minds of insan. All this will come now. When there's no namaz in a person's life, then he can't think straight also. When there's salah, real true salah, there's ta'lim in the home, then the person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will be sound and the mind will be sound. Kanzul Umal Janab Sir Kainat alayhi salatu salam, Irshad farmate hai ke jis zameen par namaz parhi jati hai, us zameen ka tukra apne charo taraf wali zameen ke samne fakhr karta hai aur nihayat khush ho kar is ni'mat khudawandi ka izhar karta hai. He says that there is a narration that land upon which salah is performed. One is the person himself performing salah. One is the land you perform salah upon. He says that piece of ground, he says the charo taraf, the four sides around it, the corners around it, in front of the other pieces of land, it actually boasts. Fakhar karta hai. This piece of land begins to boast. And he becomes extremely happy, and it expresses the ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it, that Allah ta'ala chose me for salah, for sajda to take place. The earth becomes happy also. Phir isi tarah ye tukra zameen ka jahan namaz parhi gayi, yahan se lekar saatvi zameen tak apne paas wali zameen par fakhr karta hai, hatta ki ye tukra tahta thara tak Mu'azzaz or mukarram ho jata hai. The piece of ground upon which sajda is made, they say that it takes pride over the other pieces of ground till the seven earths, the seven heavens and seven earths. Right till tahta thara, right till the inside part of the earth, till the crust, it takes pride, and all the other pieces of ground also regard this piece of ground as mu'azzaz. That this piece of ground has great amount of respect and honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Hazrat says, dekho, zameen to sab hi barabar hai, magar namaz ke ba'is zameen mein ye baat paida ho gayi. He says that in reality, ground is ground, and all are equal. Just by making one sajda upon the piece of ground, it gets more value than all other parts of the world. Ab khayal, kya jaye ke jis zameen ke tukre par namaz padhi gayi, wo tukra zameen ka aisa babarkat o shan wala ho, تو وہ نمازی جس کے باعث اس زمین کو شرافت اور بزرگی ملی کس قدر بزرگی اور عظمت والا ہوگا. حضرت says imagine this piece of ground becomes now respected by the other pieces of ground because sajda was made upon it. He says imagine the person who made the piece of ground to get that amount of praise and pride, what will be his status in the eyes of Allah. Your sajda made is so respectable. So imagine your respect and your honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what have you become now? But if you abandon the salah, then imagine that. Now we know when the piece of ground is chosen to become a masjid. One time it was jungle, or sometime it was a church or a temple. Now subhanallah, person makes sajda upon the piece. Once a place is chosen now to become a masjid, we know what a transformation takes place. Now, what respect it is. Now we put carpet in there, the lighting, we put the best of things over there. Because it's become a masjid. So we can imagine that person now that makes the salah, the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will clean his heart out. That piece of ground, he cleaned it out to make a masjid. So we can imagine our hearts now, we become the beloveds of Allah, we make salah, and how we'll become also mu'azzaz and we'll become honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keeping these few points in mind, a person performs in salah, the dear Allah, to this one sajda, Allah ta'ala, will clean his heart out, like how the piece of ground. Like we know Masjid al-Hilal at one time what it was. Where there was sharab, where there was a ba'a over there. Allah ta'ala's rahm and mercy fell upon the place, it became a place of salah, became a place of ibadat. So we can imagine now that place became so honorable. What we were calling it before hotel, now becomes a masjid, becomes a markaz. Not because of his own accord. The point to understand now, not on his own accord. It became honorable because of the people making sajda in the place. Because they made sajda, they became honorable. So we can imagine the person making the sajda, how honorable he'll become also. So keeping this in mind, one is we making sajda, they're bringing our children for salah also, they making sajda. So what honor Allah Ta'ala will give them also. Thereafter, Hazrat mentions, the Majalis says, Sunniya Shahu Arba'in Nawawiyya, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, rewaid karte hai, ke me aqair, namdar Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye farmaate hue suna, ke jo bandha namaz parne khara hota hai, aur Allah, Allahu Akbar kehkar niyat banta hai, aur har kalima takbir ka muh se nikla, aur har namazi tamam gunaho se aisa paak aur saaf ho gaya, کہ گویا وہ نمازی آج ہی اپنی ماں کے پیٹ سے پیدا ہوا. عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما says, that person who proceeds for salah, stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the tongue of his, he takes the name of Allah, and he says, Allahu Akbar. My Allah is great, my Allah is the greatest. And throughout the salah, he says, Allahu Akbar, he reads the du'as, etc. He says that person, after his salah, he becomes so pure and clean from sins as if he was born today. Because you could have done so many other gunas right now. With your tongue, with your body, physically. But you broke away and you came to the house of Allah. Allah appreciates that so much. We know there's so many attractions, so many distractions. They can take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah gave him tawfiq, he broke away. And he still came to the masjid. This point we wanted to drive in the beginning. The salah in the masjid is so important. Salah in the masjid for a man is wajib. It's not sunnat muqaddah, it's wajib. When salah, azan goes, he has to proceed to the masjid. This not only when he's at home, when on safar also. This we have this notion, I'm holiday now, so I can take it easy. Namaz is half. Namaz is half, and with jamaat is maaf. No. If you're taking a break, you went for a holiday. Holiday for a Muslim doesn't mean now everything is half and half. It means now I'm free. I look for the masjid. If I'm booking, Hazrat says to, if you have to go anywhere, book the hotel near the masjid, so I can hear the azan. But now he says, we looking for sukoon far from the masjid, such a place now, hey, very quiet. He says, you know, sukoon is where we can hear the azan. Where we hear the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be that now the kuffar bluffed us, the further away from the masjid away, there's no facilities, no namaz, nothing, risalah in the hotel room sometime for a week or two. He said, we should feel something disturbed. Ya Allah, I want to get back to the house of Allah, near the masjid somewhere. Recently we heard of our Haji Yaqub, Allah Ta'ala fulis qabr un nur also. Alright, Osman. They say when he went to Turkey, passed away in Turkey, that too he booked in a hotel, but it was far from the masjid. So he rebooked somewhere near the masjid. Now look at that. That was through the barakat, mashallah. Keeping contact with the sheikh, with the ulama. He learned this thing. So booked near the masjid. That morning also, he went for Fajr Salah to the masjid. Read his ishraq, said to the imam, gave his sadqah, and Allah Pak took him in that condition. You can hear from this one riwayat. Abdullah bin Umar now will appreciate a person who performed his salah in the masjid behind the imam. He says, he said takbir, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By that time he makes salam. Allah ta'ala cleans him from gunas as if he was born today. So we can imagine the banda that read his Isha Salah, read his Fajr Salah, read his Ishraq also, read his Tahajjud, gave his Sadqah, subhanAllah. It was a new day for him, and Allah Ta'ala took him in that condition. Allah Ta'ala gave us a mood, just the same also, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah,